Hello and welcome to Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast, episode 106, part 1, We Need Holy Spirit Direction. Today is Friday, July 17th, 2009. Hello, and thank you for joining Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. The month of July, starting it off with a bang. Well, the 4th of July, get that. Come to Minnesota, June, July. These are the months. The month of July, right now, we are out in our more than 10,000 lakes, boating, fishing, with our water skidoos. We are just having so much fun, and it's absolutely beautiful. And I am your hostess with the mostest, Janine Arnopoulos, and I'm coming to you from Spirited, North Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA. And as you know, Pastor Paul's mission is the grocery shelf to the state of Minnesota. We're located in Disciples Ministries' historic Mikrokodesh Synagogue at 1000 Oliver Avenue in North Minneapolis. So if you need food and you live in Minnesota and you are living in a household of two or more, a senior 60 years and older, or you are disabled with proof, call us at 612-521-4665 Monday through Friday between 1 and 3 p.m. to register your household for monthly groceries. We will fix you up. We have got lots of food. We have so much food we don't know what to do with it all, so we want to give it to you. How about that? So be sure to visit us online where you're not going to find any food, but you will find that you can make a tax-deductible donation to support our free food mission. So what do you think about that? Visit us online at www.pastorpaul.org. You can also join our online community. At the top of the homepage, you're going to find interactive links to, write this down, our blog, Flickr, where you're going to see so many photos you won't know what to do with them all. The podcast. Hopefully you are subscribing and listening to Pastor Paul's podcast every Friday and every Sunday. If you're not, you can't blame us for your life, okay? Subscribe to the podcast. Life Vantage. You're going to find a link to Life Vantage. That is a direct link where you can buy our product, Protandim, that reduces your oxidative stress that causes free radicals. You know you've got them. You know you've got free radicals. You need to reduce them. So let us help you. Protandim, you need to order it. Buy AutoShip, save yourself some money. Start taking that one little pill every day. Fight those free radicals. Eliminate them. Check it out. Also, follow me on Twitter and I will follow you. The blog. I'm coming back to the blog. You need to go to the blog every week to see the show notes for Pastor Paul's podcast. And there you're going to find interactive links to scriptures which you know you need to read. You need to get in your Bible and start digging through these scriptures. You can't just listen to the message. Every message, we've got the scriptures. Check them out. If you need to, you can email me, janine@pastorpaul.org. And you can also leave a comment, ask a question, make a suggestion, or a testimony at the blog. Now, if you want to, you could make an MP3 audio testimony and email it to me. I love audio emails. In the month of July, Pastor Paul's messages are going to include these. We're starting the month off with pride, and we know that needs to be dealt with. Then we go into, we need Holy Spirit direction, and that's where you're going to get that by reading your Bible as well as listening to Pastor Paul's message. Do you have a wounded spirit? Is God with you? These are some questions and the titles of the messages you're going to hear this month, Tongues of Fire, Pastor Paul's podcast. Have a great month. God bless you.
We have the Holy Spirit, His direction, the power that He gives us, and the peace and the victory and the comfort. But now that we know those things, that we have these benefits, let's look tonight at some of the things that sap our power and our victory and our peace and our comfort and our direction. Sap it. Like when you sap a tree. But we don't have to fear these sappers because of the hope within, because of the joy within, because of the comfort within, or the direction within, or the victory within. And so tonight, let's look at some of these things that bring our power and break our power and give us a feeling of living in an empty universe with no God, no meaning, no purpose, and no goal. It is the spirit of the Antichrist. And like never before, it is passing through, engulfing, darkening men's understanding like never before. But I found out one thing. Man can take anything if he knows there is a purpose and a goal to what he is doing. If there is a purpose and a goal, it's like being down here on the north side. Well, you can take anything if you know that. Even in the world, when you had a purpose and a goal, it gave you something to go for. Let's go for it. And then you committed your ways onto that thing. You didn't commit them onto the Lord. But you committed yourself to that job, that task. And you said, let's go for it. That means let's go for it and do it. We need a reason. And as a Christian, we need a calling. Now, I've been called to the north side. You have been called to the north side. You have a goal. You have a purpose. You have a reason for being here. See, you can go to church with no reason. You just go to church, or you can get into a ministry and not have any reason for being there. But God gives you a reason. God gives you a goal. God gives you a purpose, and God gives you a plan. And if you follow that plan, you're going to have the power, and you're going to have the victory and the peace and the comfort and the direction. No matter what outside forces may attack you, you'll have it. If you keep your eyes stayed on Christ. Now down here, I hear a lot of things. People say, just give me one good reason for living. There's a song like that. There goes my reason for living. Well, you know, worldly reasons take off, don't they? There goes my happiness. And people will desert. And so we have people all over singing, oh, lonesome me. Talk to people down here, one person had lost a wife and another one has lost a husband. And they've lost all their purpose and they've lost all their goal and they give up. Because that object of their affection was turned in the wrong direction. It was turned to a person instead of Jesus Christ. And when that person's gone, oh, then they just fall apart. They just go dump side. God is causing that to happen right now with people. What is your real interest, and what is your real purpose, and what is your real plan? You make them, I'll establish them. Or maybe they lose their job, and all over now, people are losing their jobs. They've been there for 15, 20, 25, 30 years. They've lost their pension plans, and now they're cutting the Social Security and putting it on hold, and people are sort of giving up because they've turned all their time in on that job, or all their trust in some person or people, or maybe they're backsliding. Listen, if you're listening to me and you're listening on the tape or radio, even sitting in here tonight, if you're backsliding, God is married to the backslider. You can't get away. Cannot get away. But anyway, now the bottom drops out. Not only in the marginal things, but the universe itself, when we place our affection on the wrong thing. That starts to break the inner spirit of man. And now we're seeing down here people with broken inner spirits. And so they need an encouragement. Need someone with a zest and a zeal and a going on that got that peace and that power and that limitless possibilities in God. Someone that's got a vision to say, hey, it's going to work out. All things are going to work together for good. Sister, brother, listen to what I'm saying here tonight. It's going to turn all to good if you'll put your faith and your trust in the Lord. And they need that kind of a word. And I'm finding that Christians all over, knowledgeable ones, need the very same word. They've left their first love. And they get into this thing when their inner spirit is busted. They say, who cares? Nothing makes sense. And they lose all their power. They become sort of drained. Become depressed and powerless and dissatisfied and lonesome and lifeless. And we see many people in the mission moving by force of habit. You ever seen someone that's moved by force of habit? They're just barely pulling themselves along. What a sad thing it is when a person has lost all hope and they have no plan, no purpose, no direction. Oh, how we need the direction of the Holy Ghost. Because without God in and behind and over, betwixt, between, around and under, within and without, there is no meaning to life, absolutely no meaning at all. And the minute we leave that, the minute we leave the life, line, Jesus Christ, you can tell it. There's no value in life. Then sort of a futility sets in our lives and it tips over. And then we turn to the outward and try to find meaning there. Seems like when men get in a tight spot in the world, they refinance. Or when they're low, they turn to going fishing or taking a vacation. I used to turn to a cigarette. That's why I smoke 3.5 packs a day. Because I had to sit down and smoke and contemplate where I was at. Oh. Or take a vacation. Better be content before you go on that vacation. You'll be taking a downer with you. See, wherever that you may go, you take yourself with. If you're a complaining self, or you're a drag, or your whatever self goes with you when you go. Who needs it? You don't need it. You don't need yourself. You need God. Oh, a lot of times right now we're finding people, they have to have a diversion. They got to go to some kind of a movie or something like that. Reality becomes a unbearable fact. Life outside of Jesus Christ is unbearable. And so they try to fill it with something else and an escape of some kind. Escape to Wisconsin, says on all these little bumper things. Well, what's in Wisconsin? Remember, when you escape there, you're taking the criminal with you. And the jail, and the jailer, and everybody. Court, and jurors, and the whole, you. You are a complete miserable package within itself. And you're going to take that whole miserable self up there. So you got to change. You got to turn to the Lord. You got to keep your eyes. And in the end, we're going to have to place our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ like never before, because there is a diversion out there. And then I talked to a man that was said, "Well, I'm so maladjusted, I have to go to the psychiatrist. I just have to." I said, "Why, man, by what they charge you, doesn't that show you that they don't have your first cause and plan and purpose in view? $70 for an hour to talk to you? Would you call that love? Would you call that concern?" Everybody all over now, every time they have some kind of a little ache, some kind of little pains, run for the medicine cabinet. Get that aspirin. That'll do it. But see, the Christian remedy is from the inside out. You've got to be dealt with on the inside. It's got to be Jesus Christ in the middle of this thing, or you'll just end up. And I tell you right now, the reason I'm preaching these messages that I have preached is because there is a time right now for such type messages. But anyway, that's what's wrong with the world right now. They have a big headache. Man without God is living in a very empty universe. And right now we're seeing a lot of empty-headed folks. Don't even have to take an aspirin. Some, they're so empty, there's nothing up there to get an ache. This world is going around and around, sort of like those little carnival horses when they go up and down and around, but they never stop. Life becomes a bore, and life becomes meaningless and empty, and that's what I'm seeing down here. Oh, every day, people wandering in like zombies. And so their life becomes sort of a carnival ground, meaningless and boring and empty. They live on these sort of a prono pup existence and the cotton candy and the going from one tent to the next, each making one more promise. Step right up and buy the ticket. Years ago, I went and they had these dancing girls. I was about 12 or 13 years old, and they had these girls out in the front of this thing. I thought, well, gee, that's a pretty lady. And I got up, and she just looked like a mask. She was so miserable. Then something happened. She got down, walked over to me, and held my face. The next thing I knew, I had my arms around her waist. Now, I don't know what that all meant, but maybe she had a boy that age. I don't know. Maybe she had something happen in her life. I don't know. But oh my God, how beat up she looked. All those girls were runaways and kickouts and hooked hookers and painted on smiles and just miserable. And you're seeing a lot of people right now today just like that. Girls, let me tell you something. If you're living with a man right now and he doesn't want to marry you, get out of there. Or if you're with somebody that's got to have a tenacious hold on you, my God, you can't get two steps out of their sight, loose them. Yeah, you know, there's only one thing more miserable than a miserable person, that's two miserable people. Whew. Is that right or is that wrong? A carnival. Step right up, see the bearded lady, the lady with two noses. And so we go in because we want to see somebody worse off than we are. What do all these people I'm talking about tonight need? They need a direction. They need a role model. Little kids all over here on the north side looking for role models. There isn't enough time. There isn't enough energy for a total involvement. Because people will turn to anything that will give them a direction or a sense of a direction. That's why they're all turning into and these cults and different things like that. One-fifth, it's estimated, or better, of the whole of the United States is looking for a direction through astrology. One-fifth the population of the world, and that now has grown. It's going up. One-third. Jeannie Dixon right now is on the telephone. Call up and get your horoscope for the day. 50 cents. And people all over right now are looking to the stars and looking to the charts and looking to men. And why is that? Because they're looking for a direction. And unless the Christian church has an outlet, unless it can show something, Jesus says, these things that you see with your eyes, me what? Do. Not the things that I talk about doing, these things that ye see me do, plural things that ye see me do, doer of the word. You will do, and even greater things ye will do. Be an example. Get up out of it. Go out. And so people are looking to the stars and charts and men. Because men without God live in sort of an empty universe, and so they worship the stars, and they're growing in numbers because we're not showing them anything. It's got to be a dedicated effort led by the Holy Ghost to pull the world out of what they're in right now. It's got to be a move of the Holy Spirit, nothing else. It's going to take prayer and fasting to break this hold right now. It's getting like it is in India right now. They worship the rats and cattle and the manure. Because you see, when the inner light fails, men turn to any light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But if you hide it under a bushel basket, if we hide it in a particular group, and praise God for our ministry that's going out and for dedicated people that are going out and doing things. If we hide it under a bushel basket, what good is it? And so people are turning to different lights, to the stars and to animals. Anything for a direction. Anything, anything, anything. Just give me some kind of a direction. Give me something to hope for. Romans 1 and 20. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, been understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. There is no excuses. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for the image in the form of a corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in their lust of their hearts to impurity, that their bodies might be dishonored among them, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator. That's happening right now. Who is blessed forever, amen. And for this reason, God gave them over to a degrading passions, for their women exchanged natural function for that which is unnatural, lesbians. And in the same way also, men abandon the natural function, are you hearing this? Of the woman and burn in their desire towards one another, and men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the penalty of their error. And that's where we're at right now. Isn't that a miserable situation? But glory to God, we'll seek the Holy Spirit for the divine direction of the Holy Ghost. We will be able, if we are led by the Holy Ghost and will not be swayed or persuaded otherwise, what God has shown us to do, we're going to have a direction and we're going to have a voice and we're going to become a reality, and the house of God is going to go out and be an example. How many are hearing this? And Psalm 33 says, surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. Only God is good. But as for me, my feet came close to stumbling, my steps almost slipped. And why was it? For I was envious of the arrogant. And that's what we can get into. We can get envious of the folks out there that are arrogant and puffed up and they're making all kinds of money. They haven't got it so bad, and God, how come we're Christians and we got it all bad and they got it all good? As I saw the prosperity of the wicked. And we can go whoring after riches and we can get mad about it and say, God, for there are no pains in their death and their body is fat. They are not in trouble as other men, nor are they plagued like mankind. And you say, well, I noticed that since I became a Christian. Everything seems like it's not coming up roses. No. Therefore, pride is their necklace. Their garment of violence covers them. Their eyes bulges from fatness. In other words, there's so much fat that the eyes bug out. The imaginations of their heart run riot, and they just can't imagine the next evil they're going to get into. They mock and wickedly speak of oppression. They want to put everybody in jail and lock up all them bums down there and throw away the key and kick them out of town. And they're sitting up and their eyes are bugging right out of their fat heads. They speak from on high. They have set their mouth against the heavens. When they talk against people, they set their self against the heavens. And their tongue parades through the earth. And haven't we got a lot of parading tongues right now? Parading around. Do this, do that, cut this, don't do that, huh? Therefore, his people return to this place. The waters of abundance are drunk by them. And they say, how does God know? And there is knowledge with the Most High. Behold, these are the wicked, and always at ease, they have increased in wealth. Surely in vain I have kept my heart pure. And that's where a lot of Christians are right now, complaining to God because these people got it made and they're out there and everything is just going swell for them. And here we are and we're stricken all day long, it goes on, and chastened every morning. Oh, praise be to God that you're having the trials that you are. Now, don't say that's negative. My God, I'm tired of hearing it. Because you know why? Our reward is not here. Is that not evident? I mean, for our flesh. But when we're doing the will of God, you have that inward peace and that inward power. There's no strife there and there's no arrogance of spirit and you're free. Say amen, somebody. What looks so good is not so good. Isn't that right? Your reward is in the heavenly places. And the more you get into Jesus Christ, the more you'll find what I'm saying here is the truth. Astrology in every paper, and you got to start to warn people because there's going to come a great falling away. All the magazines and all the printed charts, they're coming up all over. Even the leaders of our countries right now are paying to have their charts read. The world right now is spiritually adrift, and there's no captain. It's time for us to be active Christians. It's time for us to walk over ground and claim ground and walk over and say, God, if it be your will, if it be your will, Lord, have me to go this way. What's your will? What do you want me to do today? Because right now we got people that are swimming in a sea out there. A meaningless sea. Lonesomeness. And they're grabbing at the rowboats of life. And once they're inside, they find there are no oars. Once they get in with the in crowd in the boat, there's no oars there. And the boat's got leaks. And when they get in, they find no one has any directions. And they, well, I got on board this boat. And anybody know where they're going? No, we're just sort of drifting along, singing a song. No direction. Nobody wants to take on the responsibility of these things that ye see me do, you will do, and even greater things you will do. They don't want to take that on. Want to talk about it. Maybe study about it a little bit, but to actually do it, no, 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 triple no, and never ever mention it again. Don't do it. And so what's happening? You're going around in a great big circle. Say amen. Let's don't get into going around in a great big circle. People right now are returning back to the high steeple. Few people sit down on the backside, never do nothing. Churches, they've done round robin right now. Some have returned to their drugs and their alcohol and their chasing, and they've done a round robin. Why? No direction. So you get in a boat and they say, hey, you're going around in a circle. Well, we know, but what can we do about it? Oh, where are we going? What are we doing? What are we going to do? We're on our way to somewhere. The two of us and you. Nobody really knows where they're going. There's no plan and there's no purpose. And it's just one endless coming to the church. Praise God for the church that we got here right now. It's not just coming to church. It's a going out and it's a doing a work for the Lord. Otherwise, it's just an endless circle. Go to church, go home, sit down, argue, fight, get bitter, talk about each other. You know. See what I'm saying? And go through the whole mess over and over and over and over again. Until we have a plan, until we have a purpose, and we put our eyes on that plan and purpose, not only will we make, and I'm talking to all the Christians, not just what's sitting here, we're talking to radio audiences right now, tape ministry right now, but man without a direction is most miserable. Man that doesn't know where he's going is most miserable. Because people all over are looking for a direction. Well, why are you running around, I ask a man. Why are you running here and there and all over? Oh, I'm looking for a direction, he said. Well, is that some person's name? Well, I said, no, I'm just trying to be funny, but I mean, why don't you sit down and pray for direction? You can't look for direction. You have to receive direction. And then when you find it, you have to receive it to your heart, and you have to say, okay, this is the direction that God wants me to go. Then you have to go therein. But our astrology in this country right now, let me tell you, it is every book, every magazine has got something on it. It's a sign of the decay that's going on in the country right now. We sort of gloss it over and we kind of just get used to it being around, and pretty soon it gets to be a bedfellow. When men become too fearful to make decisions, they turn to the stars to make the decisions for them. It says in the end, men's hearts will fail. Superstition, and even Christians, oh, they started to go under a ladder. Oops, whoa, not me. And so now we have a country where the whole country, it seems like, well, a third of it is directed by astrology because we haven't made our move. It's determined by a lump of matter floating around up in the heavenlies. I want to tell you something, you people that call in on the sly even, to find out what to do with your day. That lump up there could care one little fingerful for your whether you stay home or not. Whether you wear flats or high heels or comb your hair up or comb your hair down or eat or not eat or sleep on your left side or your right side or, you know, or whether you check your chart all the time. That lump doesn't care up there. But see, when Christianity isn't a reality to folks, they start turning to the stars. Many right now are waiting for conditions to be just right before taking a trip. Before taking a spiritual trip also, and when they're ready and when they think everything is just right, they find out that the boat is left and they're left sitting there in the dock. Sitting at the dock of the bay, isn't there a song like that? Sure is. Whew. Well, that's where we're at right now. And so the chart is telling people all over, don't do your business today, don't do this today, and don't do that today. And I tell you, we're breeding a whole lot of weak people right now. Oh, breeding weak people because it right now is undermining the body of Christ, and we're just sitting still.
So if you're tired,